Then the normal circumstances, the liturgist then would come up and usually read an Old Testament scripture, because a lot of times the pastor is going to preach on a New Testament, but it's the other way around, and the pastor is going to preach on a New Testament scripture, the liturgist would read the New Testament scripture. So we haven't been doing that, and we'll start back with the Old Testament, New Testament next week, because we were in the Holy Spirit School, and this is graduation day, and I'm glad that you're here. And so we're going to read Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. And this is the benefit, the subtitle or the title of this particular part, is the benefit of wisdom. In Proverbs, wisdom is recognized as God. And this is what it says, 1 through 8. Yeah, there you go. It'll be a little different in that one. That's the little Bible. It's on the screen. No, look it up. I was going to say, look it up in the Living Bible. This is what they call a paraphrase. Mm-hmm. I paraphrase scripture a lot. Yes. Somebody managed to put all the paraphrases in one little book. It's a good reading Bible, it really is. Okay, God's Word, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. My child, listen to me and treasure my instruction. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and understanding. Search for them as you would a lost money or hidden treasure. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants the treasure of good sense to godly. It is their shield, protecting them who walk with integrity. He guards the path of justice and protects those who are faithful to him. And in my Bible, there's a little commentary usually, and it's about understanding. And it says, most of us want spiritual understanding. That's what the Holy Spirit School has been all about. But, I love the buts and the ifs, but we aren't willing to pursue it any further than listening to a few sermons or rushing through a 10-minute Bible reading. Often our failure to understand God's Word is due to our unwillingness to invest time and energy in persistent and serious Bible study. If you really want to understand Scripture, consider following a focused and systematic plan of study and make a commitment to apply to your daily life whatever truth you learn. When God sees that you are serious about pursuing truth and wisdom, he opens our minds to understand some of the magnificent mysteries of the spiritual life. May God add his blessings to the reading, hearing, and the understanding.